The writer Chris Chibnall is best known for Broadchurch, the gripping TV series that stars David Tennant and Olivia Colman. Now, Chris Chibnall's laugh-out-loud comedy, Worst Wedding Ever, in which everything that could go wrong does go wrong, comes to the Queen's Theatre on Wednesday next week. And joining me on the line now is cast member Elizabeth Hopper, who plays Rachel the Bride. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. Now, having seen the reviews of this play, I'm looking forward to seeing it myself. I'll be there on opening night next Wednesday.
Oh, excellent.
But we'll come to the production in a moment. Uh-huh. First of all, I'd like to learn a little more about yourself, really. How did you get into this acting lark?
How did I? I don't know. I was at university in Manchester and then came out and did a show at the Royal Exchange in Manchester, and then had a couple of lucky breaks when I first started out that helped me get into it, and then managed to get an agent and all of that lark off the back of it.
Right, yeah. Well, now, from what I've seen of your biography, you've done a fair bit of classical theatre,
yeah,
as well as popular TV shows like Doctor Who, Endeavour, Black Mirror, and some movie acting as well.
Yeah.
Is it difficult to switch between stage and screen work, and, you know, what are the techniques?
I mean, yeah, it is. It's very different. I've never done a comedy kind of this raucous a comedy before on stage. You just have to act a lot more.
Really?
I guess that's what I'd say would be the main difference between telly and film and theatre.
Right, you don't just talk louder on the stage, do
yeah.
you know?
Talk louder and move your arms around a bit more. yeah, it's lovely. We're in Ipswich at the moment with it.
That's right. You're transferring to the Queen's Theatre from the new Wolseley Theatre, isn't it?
The new Wolseley, we are indeed.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about getting to the Queen's, actually.
Have you worked there before?
I haven't, no.
Oh, cool. It's a lovely theatre.
Oh, I'm really glad. We're all really excited about coming to Hornchurch.
Good. But how's it been going in Ipswich, then?
It's lovely. So we were in Salisbury before that, and then we were in Ipswich, and the audiences have been amazing. I mean, it really is. It's so much fun to play.
Yeah.
And when you get the reaction from the audience that has been as kind of strong as it has been, it's really, really lovely, really rewarding, I guess.
Sure. Well, tell us what it's all about then. Can you give us an outline of the plot?
Yeah. Of course. So Rachel and Scott are getting married.
Yep.
I play Rachel, the reluctant bride-to-be. And we kind of don't have the money for the wedding that we want to have. And so our plans get steamrolled by my mother.
Right.
By Rachel's mother, Liz. I kind of don't want to give too much away.
No, I understand. Yeah.
Yeah, Liz and Mel, my parents, are forces of nature.
Right.
Shall we say.
Your mother's played by the lovely Julia Hills as well, isn't she?
Absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, fantastic. Yep. Okay, and what about your character, Rachel? I mean, what's she like?
Rachel she's a bit of a control freak, so it's kind of quite hard for her to let this happen. And kind of due to kind of extenuating circumstances, she agrees to it. But she is very unhappy with not having the control herself, but kind of just wants everyone to be happy and to have a nice day.
Right, so she's kind of her mother's daughter.
Yeah, I think that'd be pretty fair to say.
Yeah. Okay, well, it's had some fantastic reviews, not only in the press, but reviews by audience members as well, such as Denise Andrews said, "Haven't laughed so much for ages. Acting and singing was fantastic. Great story and set. If you haven't been and can get a ticket, you must go."
Yeah.
Then Wendy James, "Great evening. Laugh out loud funny, interspersed with some poignant moments. Really worth a visit." And in the press, the Daily Mail said it was killingly funny.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah. So do you read all your reviews?
I haven't read any of them, actually. So you're telling me them now. I'm glad people like it.
Oh, it sounds absolutely fabulous. There's a little clip on the internet as well, on the Queen's Theatre's website, and it does look like great fun.
It really is.
The writer, Chris Chibnall, has a great pedigree, hasn't he?
He's amazing.
Yeah.
He is pretty spectacular.
Have you worked with him before? Because he's also, I think he's the main writer on Doctor Who now, isn't he?
He is indeed. That is a new thing. So he's the new kind of exec and lead writer on Doctor Who. So he wasn't on the show when I was on it.
Right. Oh, okay.
We haven't actually worked together before. But the script that he's written, I think it's very fair. I haven't read the reviews, but what you've mentioned, someone said it about it having poignant moments and then mixed with the comedy. He's just so good at that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Broadchurch is amazing.
Oh yeah.
I can't wait to see what he does with Doctor Who as well, because he's just got a real eye for life.
Right, yes.
For real relationships.
I don't know when you appeared in Doctor Who, but I'd like to hear all about it.
Yeah. I was in an episode called The Woman Who Lived, which had Maisie Williams and was Peter Capaldi was the Doctor.
Okay.
And I played a character called Lucy Fanshawe.
Oh, I see.
And, yeah, she had some very, very precious jewels stolen from her.
Right. Oh, I have to look that one up, I
dun,
think.
Dun, dun. Yeah.
Okay, well, we've already mentioned Julia Hills, but can you tell us a bit more about your other fellow cast members?
Well, I mean, Julia, you've got to start with her, is just brilliant. I'm just learning so much from everyone in the cast. And then we've got, joining her is Derek Froud, who plays Mel, the dad, I was going to say, who loves his dogs. More than his children, perhaps. Then I've also got Nav Sidhu, plays my husband-to-be, Scott.
Right.
And he is absolutely fantastic. Elizabeth Cadwallader plays my sister. She's absolutely brilliant as well.
You better not leave anybody out.
Ben Callan plays my brother.
Yep.
Lloyd Gorman, Chris Talman, Dan Smith. They're all in the band. I'm trying to think who... I'm really hoping I'm not left anyone
out.
Yeah,
that's right. I know, it's always difficult, isn't
it? But genuinely, yeah. And I know people say it all the time and it seems quite insincere, but I mean it from the very bottom of my heart. Everyone that is involved in this production is an absolute dream.
Oh, I'm sure. And you just mentioned the band. There's a live wedding band,
yeah,
isn't there?
There is.
Yeah. Now, in the original production in 2014 included an ingenious split-level set design with the band on the upper level. Is that going to be the same at the Queen's Theatre, do you know?
It might well be.
Yeah? Ah, right. You're not sure then?
No, I think so. The setup we've got at the New Wolseley and that we had in Salisbury was split-level, and I'm pretty sure, I mean, the design of it is incredible.
Yeah.
James, the designer, like, really has thought so well about how it's going to slot into each different venue. So I think, yes, it will be split level.
Okay.
And watch out for where the band pop out from there.
Oh, I see. All right. Okay, lovely. And I've read somewhere as well, and you probably won't want to tell us too much about this, but there's a hilarious scene with a Portaloo. Well, I'm looking forward to the surprise of it myself when I come, so don't spoil it for us. But,
I will not say a word.
Yeah, all right, fair enough. But I think we've mentioned it, and that's probably enough, yeah. Well, it all sounds like a brilliant, fun evening, and I'm so looking forward to seeing it next week.
I can't wait for you to come. Yeah. I really hope everyone loves it, because it's so much fun to play.
Good. Okay, well, Worst Wedding Ever, it runs from the 15th of March to the 1st of April at the Queen's Theatre, and you can get tickets from the Queen's Theatre box office on 01708 443 3333 or online at queens-theatre.co.uk. We should mention that the performance does include some strong language and is recommended for ages 12 and above. Well, Elizabeth, it's been a great pleasure to talk to you today. Thank you very much. Enjoy your visit to Hornchurch.
Thank you so much. We'll see you next Wednesday.
Yeah, all right.
And Kieran Hill.
Oh, all right. Just got him in just in time. Thanks very much, Elizabeth.
So much. Lovely chatting with you. Have a great
Cheers.
Day.
And you. Bye-bye.
Bye.